Blog Talk Radio.
Can I get one witness in here? Shame on the
Yes, he is able. Hallelujah. Yes, he is able. He's able to do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints. It's Jesus. I'm surely happy to have each and every one of you all. Realizing you could have been doing other things, understanding you could have been other places, but you chose to spend this hour with us in the Word of God, and I could be no more happier than that. So at this time, let's have a word of prayer by Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. He's able. Oh, yes, he is. No matter what we do, he's able to bring us through. We just got to trust him. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for this time that we've come together to study your word. We're thankful for our pastor as he teaches the word. We're thankful for the listeners, those that called in and those that are listening by internet. Father God, we just give you praise, and we're just thanking you for another day. God, we ask that you will bless all those who ask to keep them lifted up in prayer. You know their hearts and their heart's desire, what they're going through, what they're facing, Father God. But there's nothing impossible with you, Father God. So, Lord, we ask that you would just bless right now in the name of Jesus. Give them a peace of mind. For you said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, no matter what they may be facing, no matter what challenges they're up against, may they trust you, Father God, to bring them through. Be with those, Father God, who are bereaved today. We know you will comfort them and give them peace. Be with those that are sick and shut in. We know you are a healer, Father God, because of the testimonies that we have heard. And also, even in your word, there were people in the word of God, the scriptures, that were healed also, Father God. So it encourages us to stand on the word of God. Lord, we love you, and we're just thanking you that you use our pastor and he allowed the Holy Spirit to guide and direct him, Father God. Continue to bless him and his life and everything that he does. All God, we give you praise. We love you, Lord. Thanking you for your word that encourages us to go on. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. That's what we've been talking about, brothers and sisters. Trusting. God means looking beyond what we can see to what God sees. You gotta see that like that. That's what trusting God is truly about. Again, trusting God means looking beyond what we can see to what
right.
God sees. See, in other words, you have to start looking through the eyes of God for stuff. Everything, whatever it is. I mean, maybe that's why I like Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6. It has always been one of my favorite scriptures. And from time to time, God illuminates that. He says, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now, a lot of people know that scripture, understand that scripture. Pastor, you have that from the Messenger Bible, maybe?
Yes, Pastor.
I have that in the Message Bible, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Amen.
See, when you're trusting, you're depending. Your dependence on something far greater than you. Yeah, when your dependence is on the Word of God, that's what I keep telling people, get out of the flesh with things. Everybody want to get in the flesh. And if you're not careful, the enemy will take you there. Man, you got to realize you're dead. Whatever happened to you, all you can say is God. God did it. Because I done put my trust in him. And he did it.
Amen.
Whatever it is, God did it. If it didn't happen, it was God. He didn't need for me to have that. Or he didn't. Yeah, because your trust is in him.
Amen.
That's if your trust is in him. You know. And your trust may not be in him. You may not. I mean, you got to be truthful, because that's what trust is. Trust is having confidence. It's being truthful.
Yeah. Amen.
It's something you rely on. When I think about trust, I always think about a child, a baby even. How a baby have no other choice. If the mother don't feed it, it won't be fed.
Amen.
I mean, that's the attitude I'm trying to show you. If the mother don't dry it, who's going to dry it? No reason the scripture talks about who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. See, that's somebody when you can trust. It's hard to find somebody you can rely on, depend on.
Say that.
Somebody you can believe in. That's what trusting is almost saying, I'm sure. I have security. I unwaver security. I'm trusting. I'm depending. I'm relying on. Trust. You know, it's like I keep saying, it's like a childlike attitude when you're trusting. Because, hey, if God don't do it, who's going to do it for you? I understand where you're at in life. I understand what you got, what you've accomplished. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, it better be confidence in God. Because you can put confidence in the wrong place. You can have trust in the wrong place.
Because I did that.
I used to trust in man. I used to trust in buildings. I used to trust in organizations. Man, you got to put your trust in the Word of God. You can't trust because some man got a robe on or a woman. I won't be biased. Mm-hmm. Or a woman.
Tell
have
me.
A collar.
Mm-hmm.
She's throwing that word out there. She's throwing them scriptures out there. Or he telling you this, telling you that. Listen, brothers and sisters, your confidence has to be placed in that scripture, not the person that's speaking it, not the person who. No, I'm charging you today. Trust in God with all your heart. Now, understand what that really means. Trust, you're going to rely in the Lord. Well, the word Lord means master, ruler, controller. That's what Lord means. Mm-hmm. It says trust in the Lord. Not a Lord, but the Lord. You want to trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Not any Lord, but the Lord. Yeah, y'all going to get with me here. I mean, y'all going to understand what I'm trying to tell you. Trust in the Lord, not a Lord, but the Lord. The Lord is the one that hung the sun and the moon, and the Lord, the master of everything, the ruler of everything.
Jesus said,
Lord, if thou would withdraw. See, there's so many things when I think about what that means. And what the word itself means, and what a lot of people don't get is, when I think about Lord, Lord, for instance, that's master, master, ruler, ruler, controller, controller. Jesus said, because people going to try to be convinced, Jesus said, now everybody say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall not enter into the kingdom. Now a person would say, Lord, Lord, means master, master, I know you the man. He said, because you say that don't mean you're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. See, everybody is going to decree and declare, even today. I was sharing this with somebody because we're living in the last days and we're watching prophecy right before our eyes and people getting it twisted. But I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, whatever you do, do not get this twisted.
All right.
What your eyes are seeing is real. Desert places are drying up is real. See, we have to come to a place, the Bible says, the Lord. God. See, a lot of times you'll see in the Bible, the Lord God. That's the Lord you want to focus on. Because, see, just like over in Genesis, it was the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mightest freely eat, but the one in the midst. See, that was the Lord God said that. That wasn't just God. See, that's where people get this twisted. Just don't say God. Say the Lord God, the master, God himself.
All right.
Said this. Big difference. Big difference.
Yeah.
But when you're reading and you're doing your research, like in Genesis 2:18, and the Lord God said, it was the Lord God that formed man from the dust of the earth. It wasn't God. It was the Lord God. Let me share something else with you. Let me give you the generations of the heavens and the earth. When they were created, the Bible says, in the day that the Lord God made the heaven and the earth. Not just God. See, when you leave that out, you're going to miss something. I'm talking to you right now. I know you're listening. I'm trying to tell you something. The Lord God. So when you begin to see this stuff, it's going to make sense to you. In Matthew 7:21. Well, that's one scripture, but I'm gonna go somewhere else. But I know there it said, Lord, Lord. That means somebody who know who the Lord is. See, everybody don't know who the Lord God is. That's why it's important that you understand when the serpent was more substantial than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. See, you know who made that? The Lord God. You know what Adam heard? Adam heard the voice of the Lord God. Now, how many people you hear say that like that? They don't say that. They say God. They say God. Remember when Adam, God created him? It was Adam. No. The Bible says, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Not God. It was the Lord God. And one day we're going to have to get into that because we got to understand why it was said like that. God just don't say things, brothers and sisters. He's the master of all gods. He is in control of all gods. So he's talking about the Lord God that's in control of everything and everybody. Because if you just say God, you know, you might do like, what's her name did with Elijah. You may pull one of them kind of stunts with Jezebel. You know, because all these people got their God, but they don't have the Lord God. Big difference. When you talk about the Lord God, you're talking about a whole different. And it's easy because Jesus said on several occasions, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He made sure everybody understood. In Matthew 4:10, then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Let Satan know.
Amen.
This is God right here, the Lord thy God.
Yeah.
It was the Lord thy God, the master.
Yeah.
The ruler, the controller.
Yeah.
So when you say Lord Jesus, see, in England, they still use this word. This is probably one of the most prestige words in England, in their language, in their culture, is the word Lord. And I didn't want to really go there today, but I'm just being led to tell you, brothers and sisters, how important this word is. So when we're talking about trusting, you got to know what you're trusting now, man. This is because a lot of times people say the Lord's Prayer, the Lord's Supper, the Lord this, the Lord that. But one of the most powerful words in the English dictionary, it's the word Lord. It has power and authority. That's what that word really means. It means that it has power and authority, past, present, and future. It takes a law to free somebody. They tried later on to make it a landlord. Somebody who was over their land, about the master over it, controlling that kind of thing. We should be real careful with this word. It says that this word Lord has influence, has power, has prestige. It's monarch, if you will. It's priceless because it's over a king. Yeah. So this word can be taken in a lot of different ways. But when I think about Lord, you're talking about big. You're talking about the big wheel, the fat cat, the big deal, the VIP, if you will. You know, bigger than life. When you think about Lord, you think about heavyweight, the big shot, the captain, if you will, the captain. Lord. So when you think of trusting, trust in the Lord, that is so powerful to me. Yeah. Then he said, now you trust the Lord thy God with all your heart. Ain't talking about that 4x4 thing in your chest that pumping blood and what. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your spirit, man. That's the heart that the Bible's talking about. See, sometimes you got to break this stuff down so people get a better visual. Because some people, they think of heart, they're talking about that 4x4 in your chest, the beating, you know, 4,000. No, we ain't talking about that. We're talking about your spirit, man, your inner man, the hidden man of the heart. That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He said, trust in the Lord with thine heart. And lean not to thy own understanding. So, the heart, he's talking about your spirit man understanding. Stop leaning to that. Like a lot of times people, they want to say what they feel. Don't say what you feel. Say what the Word of God say. Well, just don't feel right. It's not about feeling. It's about what the Word says. We're so far away from what God's word say until Satan want to keep you blind. That's why he says if our gospel is hidden, it's hidden to them that are lost, and the God of this world blinded their mind. Unless the glorious gospel shine through. See, unless the glorious gospel shine through, you're going to still be in that old way of thinking. You're going to still be in that carnality, that carnal way, carnality. You're going to be there. It's everything on your senses. And God never intended for the spirit man to live by his senses. God never, that was never in God's plan. And if somebody died, that became a curse. You know, living by your senses became a curse. You got put at the same level animals did. That's how animals live. They live by their senses. They smell, they touch. That's how they live. That's how they survive. We were never made like that. We was made in God's image, after his likeness. That's why Jesus Christ became our knowledge and our wisdom. We was at God's class. That's where God wants us back to, living by the Spirit. As many led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We're not led by what we feel. So when God told Adam, the Lord thy God, he was in the spirit. Wasn't in no flesh. Yeah. That was the spirit, man. The Lord thy God, that was the spirit. Come on, people. Get with the program. When God told Adam, do I need to tell you there's 6,100 and six times that the word Lord appears in the Bible? You got to get with it. So when God talks about the Lord thy God made the heaven and earth, it was the Lord God, superior to everything and everybody. It was the Lord God, the master. It was just who formed man from the dust of the earth or the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and he became a living soul. It was spirit. It was the Lord thy God. Who you think gave the commandment? It was the Lord thy God. That's who gave the commandment. It wasn't God. And somebody, I know somebody going to debate it. But I want you to know, make sure you do your homework. You know, it was the Lord thy God that spake unto Harvard saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this place or in that mountain. It was the Lord God. So when you see the Lord God, we probably talk about it next week because I don't have enough time, really. But I want you to know it's a different, brothers and sisters. When they were describing God's, he said, this land is the Lord our God. The Lord our God. That's who this belongs to. That's who gave us this. The Lord your God, which goeth before you. He didn't want to go destroy the enemy. Don't worry about it. All see, right. When you know the Lord thy God is working for you, whoo, that's a big difference, man. Big difference.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm out of my, it's the same. It's not the same. Trust me. You got more force behind you now. You got more faith behind you. You got more trust behind you. It's in your spirit, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. But anyway, when I say trusting God means looking beyond what we can see and began to see it out of the eyes of God. But that's what God said, trust. That's what the Bible said, trust in the Lord. Be like a child. That's what it's really saying. Be like a child.
Yeah.
Let God change your diaper. Let God, you know, let God give you your food. Let God go to the grocery store for you. He got you.
Amen.
He's trustful. He have showed trust. That like I just wish I had that. He have showed us trust over the years. He have showed us that we can depend on him.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
You ever looked at any of these banks and called trust? You know, a trust is more powerful than a will. You know that, bitch. A trust is more powerful than a will. And you would think a will is something your innermost desire. But, boy, when you trust something,
yeah,
it's something you can depend on.
Amen.
Believe. Put your money in a trust opposed to in a bank, and you'll see the difference. Big difference. Big difference. Got money, you're better off in the trust than in the will.
All right.
Because they have a trust. It's a duty to perform. Well, we won't get into all of that because it's just too much to do today, but I just want you to know, it's like you entrusting. You have confidence. You're trusting. It's committed. But anyway, to all the mothers today, to mothers want to be, happy Mother's Day. A lot of times I know on Father's Day, they want to give mother's father and father. Well, mother can't be no father, and the father can't be no mother. So just okay. Let me put it to you like this. You know, if you're a father, be the father. And if you're a mother, be the mother. And I know, well, I'm a single parent and I'm doing this. Hey, you're still a father. You can't be no mother. But to all the mothers, it's your happy Mother's Day. And look forward to you guys on Sunday for the review. Yes, we have review on Mother's Day. Because it is the day that the Lord has made. The day that the Lord thy God has made. See, this is the day. The Lord.
Amen.
So we'll pick it up there. Maybe next week. But right now, anybody have any comments, anything you want to share, press 1. We didn't get into a lot of scripture today, but press 1. Anybody have any scripture they want to share, or anything you want to comment on? Oh, hallelujah. Anyone?
I just want to read that out of the New Living Translation, Pastor, Proverbs 3:5-6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Amen.
Amen, amen. Anyone else? Any comments, Pastor?
Well, when we trust in the Lord, he will direct our path, just like the word says. And I like that. I was looking at that in Genesis, the 2nd chapter, and it just, if you read down, it has, you know, the Lord God and all those scriptures. And I never looked at it like that. And made me more aware of it. If all of us were listening, yes, when you read those scriptures, it's right there in the scripture. And I know you have looked over it because I had looked over it like that. So I'm glad you brought that out, Pastor, and thank you.
Amen. Amen. You're welcome. You're welcome. To everyone, I just want everybody to be knowledgeable of what power you got. When you talk about trusting in the Lord thy God, well, you're in a whole nother arena.
Amen.
That's why we can rejoice. Because your trust is in the Lord thy God. You can rejoice on that now. That, in other words, you can be happy about it. Because you know who you trust, and you ain't trusting flesh. You trust in the Lord thy God. That's who's going to preserve you. That's who's going to keep you. That's where you get your mercy from. And to some people, they're all one and the same. But to those that, let me tell you this, and this is what got, this is what gets me with this. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. See, when they get knowledge like this, oh man, I don't want to hear. Because it's knowledge, that's why they're going to be destroyed. They're not trying to hear. Not with their spirit, man. They're too busy wanting to praise how many degrees they have. And see, that's how another reason you know you're in the last day. These people are being lifted up in pride. All about self, what they learning, what they doing, what they got accomplished. And put God to the curb pretty much. The world, that's what the world is teaching today, is to be self-reliant. You don't have to be like your grandmama. You don't have to be like your granddad. Man, sure, you don't have to live like that. Everybody want to live beyond their means. Which that's a bad way to live. Which we should be living in the spirit, because at the end of the day, and hear me well, at the end of the day, this is about your eternal life. It don't have nothing to do with this life. It's really about your eternal life. So if you put all your eggs in a basket in this life, first of all, you're going to be miserable. That's first of all. Then secondly, it's pointless. Because thirdly, I want you to remember this, thirdly, everything gonna go back to eternal life. When this circle is finished, when you get through calculating everything, it's about your eternal life. Where will you spend eternity? So whatever you need to be doing now to spend eternity, that's what needs to be going on. Whatever you sow is what you ain't been sowing to eternity. Why should you reap eternity? Is that fair? People out here sowing to the spirit, they should be able to reap from the Spirit. Because God is not a man that he going to lie. Be not deceived, Amen. For God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. So if you continue to worry about home, houses, land, that's what you're going to get. But if you continue, your concern is about God and the Lord God principle and the word of God, and you begin to sow to that, God has no other choice but to take the responsibility of making sure your needs are met, which is eternal. That's what you've been sowing to. That's what you got to reap from. But if you haven't been sowing to it, Jesus is going to say in Matthew, many are going to say unto me, Lord, Lord. But they weren't doing my will. They were doing their own thing. See? Okay, no one else. You'll have opportunity now to press one. No one else.